Psalm 106, Part 2, Preface. The good works of the Christian are an expression of his faith in Jesus Christ. For the true faith cannot be idle. It will prompt to good works, as St. Paul testifies, that in Christ Jesus alone, that faith avails which works by love. Hence, when the Holy Scriptures, at various places, ascribe righteousness unto the works of the saints, the meaning is not that they became righteous by the performing of works, but their works are regarded as an evidence and a testimony of their faith. When Phinehas put idolatrous fornicators to death, and it is said that this deed was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations, it is clear that this was a deed of faith, an act of zeal for the true worship of God. By faith in the Messiah, Phinehas was justified before, already, in the sight of God. But this act was a testimony of his faith, and his reward for this deed of faith was that the priesthood remained in his family. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone in which we are justified from sin in the sight of God. And this righteousness we obtain alone by faith and not by works. Nevertheless, we must daily bear in mind that we are justified from sin, that we should go and sin no more, but should follow righteousness as Phinehas was zealous for God. For if we willingly sin after obtaining forgiveness, we lose God's grace and again incur his anger. Of this we are warned in the second part of the 106th Psalm. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal-peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas, and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. Summary. Here we have a long list of sins which Israel committed in the wilderness: envy and rebellion against Moses and Aaron, setting up a golden calf as an image of the Lord, distrust towards God and despising his words, taking part in the idolatrous worship of Moab and the uncleanness connected with it. For all these sins, the punishment quickly followed. They were swallowed up by the earth, consumed by fire from the Lord, bitten by fiery serpents, destroyed by the plague. Of the multitude collected around Mount Horeb, only two entered the land of promise. The others were overthrown in the wilderness. Even Moses, the mediator of the law, was not permitted to cross over Jordan, because, provoked by the people, he too sinned against the Lord. Beware of sin. It will not go unpunished. Holding fast the grace of the Father in his Son Jesus Christ, let us live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Prayer. O Lord, teach us to profit by the examples which were written for our warning, the punishments which thou didst visit on thy people Israel for their sins. enlighten our eyes to see the abomination of sin, that we may dread thy avenging justice, may strive to avoid all manner of evil, and may flee to the cross of Christ as the only refuge for the soul. Amen.